Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for another rousing round of breaking up somebody's relationship. It's called Great Mate Debate.
This side
and that side will get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Let me get these people on the air here. We have Ashley and Brandon, and what is happening?
They're planning a party of sorts.
Ooh.
They are engaged.
Cute.
And they can't agree on the guest list. I'll say it that way.
I love these kind of things. Your marriage is going to go swimmingly. Ashley won the contest, so she gets to go first, but Brandon, you can jump in if you need to. Ashley?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Tell us your side of this.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Thanks. It would be a lot more exciting if we could agree on some of the participants.
Okay. Well, what's the problem?
So, Brandon has this friend, Kyle, and I can't stand Kyle. I don't think Kyle is healthy.
You know you're on the air right now, right?
Yeah, Kyle knows I hate him.
Jesus.
We love the honesty.
Yeah,
no, we don't.
I mean, Kyle knows I hate him. He knows there's a good reason I hate him. Kyle is the friend that, like, because he's miserable, he can't respect other people's relationships. So he, like, tries to encourage Brandon to do dumb stuff. And Brandon, because they've known each other for so long, Brandon does stupid stuff with Kyle. And Kyle knows I hate him because they went to Vegas like a couple years ago and Brandon actually cheated on me. And Kyle,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Kyle was like trying to convince me, like I had a feeling. And then Kyle was like, no, Brandon. So Kyle was like straight up lying to my face, having his boys back. And he was like going out of his way when I wasn't even asking Kyle directly, but he was going out of his way to tell me Brandon hadn't cheated on me. So then when Brandon told me that he cheated on me, I was like, Kyle, you've been saying for like 2 months he never cheated. So like, what? What the hell?
So then you guys are going to have a party celebrating your union and you're having all of your friends come.
All of the people that love and support you guys.
Well, no. It's okay.
Brandon, hi. Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and give your side?
Is that all right?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay, this is like the bachelor party. It's not like a fun, cute, like, engagement party. This is like the guy's party.
What happened the last time when you guys partied together again?
Oh, you're saying, this isn't an engagement party. This is, you want a bachelor party and you want Kyle to come.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to call it, like, I'm not trying to put the expectation of a bachelor party. Do you know what I'm saying? But it is it's a bachelor party. You know what I mean?
Like a
we're not
weekend
going to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's not that. But it is like, you know,
Kyle, even more reason that Brandon shouldn't be there because you're already going to be drunk and stupid. And then it's your bachelor party. So then Kyle's going to be hyping you up, Brandon. Like, it's just stupid.
I hear what you're saying. And Kyle's one of my oldest friends. And if I don't invite him to this party, that's the end of that friendship. And we've talked about this not being a friendship that is gone. Like, I'm not giving up on that friendship. I understand that he needs to have a place in our life that is smaller than he perhaps was in the past. But I'm not, like, saying goodbye to that friendship, period.
Can I, let me just jump in with a phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Call that number. Text that number. Can she control his bachelor party invite list? Yes.
I don't want to say control, but there is something about, like, if you don't have the right people supporting you on your next chapter of life, you have to let him go so you can grow.
Understood. But if he can't, if she can't trust him to be with this guy, I wouldn't marry him.
Like, okay, but here's the hear me out just from my perspective here. One, we were in a very different place in our relationship then, a few years ago.
Yeah. No,
right? And two, I know that for her it looks like he betrayed her trust, but he also, like, I'm not saying it was a good thing. I messed up, but he wasn't, he wasn't a rat. You know what I mean? Like, it was a display of loyalty to me that he did that. You know what I mean?
Brandon, can I ask you, even if Kyle didn't kind of enable you, would something have happened at that last party anyways?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but, like, probably not. Kyle's an instigator. He's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. Never stop.
I definitely have friends like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They change it from a party to a park.
Yeah. You kiss his ass. You worship the ground he walks on.
Wow.
You're such a little people pleaser when it comes to Kyle. Like, none of that would have happened had you respected me, not had Kyle at the party, not had Kyle in Vegas. Why the hell would Kyle come to your bachelorette party? We're trying to grow and, like, get married. Why would you need someone there who's actively hyping you up to cheat on me or be like, ooh, last hurrah.
My bachelorette party.
Yeah, no, but is Kyle in the wedding?
He's invited to the wedding.
Just invited, but not standing. He's not going to be, like, it would be kind of weird to have him as your best man when he's the guy who's like.
No, he's not. We're not doing, like, big.
Oh, okay. I got
you. I don't have, like, a big party, like, okay, a big bachelor party. Okay. She's got a few people, but.
Okay. I don't know what to do because.
Well, and it sounds like good for you guys for moving past. I'm sure that was difficult and you've moved past it and you're on better ground or whatever. But does that mean that you need to trust him, or does that mean that
trust who? Brandon? Not
trust that. Brandon? Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're really moving past it, are we going now? I trust you, even though like we're putting a lot of the blame on Kyle, and Kyle wasn't the one who actually did the thing. You know, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, Brandon, but
no, you're right. No, I mean,
look, to be on that proves my point. I'm agreeing with you. I messed up. Sorry.
I get it. My thing is, like, can he be around, if he was a heroin addict, can he be around heroin still? Like, if I'm an alcoholic and it's like, well, there's going to be beer at that party. Well, you can't go. It's like, well, I can go because I'm in control. I am. Beer's not the problem. Kyle's not the problem. I was the problem then. And like.
Well, yeah. I like what Aaron said about moving into the next phase of your life. But in a way, this is kind of it's the goodbye to the previous phase. And Kyle was a big part of that previous phase.
That's what the bachelor party's for.
So he should be there.
He should be there.
And also, it sounds like it'd be a fun party.
No.
Kyle's there.
Hey, Brandon, can we come? Hey. Okay, just hang on, guys. I think you both, honestly, hang on. We're gonna get a jury for you guys. I just, you either got to trust him or you don't. Aaron, right.
No, and I get it. If they have agreed to move on and they're getting married, she has to trust him. But it's difficult.
But you don't. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Kyle's a little bit of wet dynamite. We all have that friend who it's like, there's a cute table of girls over there. We will do nothing about that. Mm-hmm. But there's the one guy who's like, I will. Yeah. I'm going to get him over here.
Well, and to defend Ashley, though, also, there's the happy wife, happy life thing. If you're starting your marriage off and if she's telling you, like, this makes me uncomfortable, please don't do this, and you're going, I still want to do that, I don't know that that's great either. Even though you might have the right to do that, it's your party, or Brandon's party, but still, if she's
where are your priorities?
Yeah.
All right, so does she get to determine whether this one guy comes to the bachelor party or not? 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate, and it's caused a lot of strange conversations in the studio, too. It's basically Ashley and Brandon are getting married, and he's about to have his bachelor party. He wants one of his good friends to come, but that is his Vegas friend, his schmarmy friend, his
enabler friend.
And he's such an enabler that on the last Vegas trip, Brandon did cheat.
It was early on in their relationship, but cheated nonetheless. And Kyle was definitely there cheering him on. And so Ashley doesn't like that.
So she's like, he can't come or there's no bachelor party kind of thing. And he's like, he's my friend. He's been my childhood friend. So Ashley, Brandon, we're going to get you some jury members and read you some texts and whatnot. Feel free to jump in if you'd like. Let's start with Krista.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. Thank you. The fact that, I mean, if she's already uncomfortable with him going and he's an instigator, and the fact that he went along the first time with his, whatever, alter ego with Kyle, I do not think he should be involved, especially if he needs to get his priorities. If Kyle's coming to the wedding, that's fine, but he needs to, once a cheater, always a cheater. I hate to say that, but...
Okay, well, guess what? Right? Now that you've said it, I'm going to pounce on you. Once a cheater, always a cheater. First, I don't believe in that, because once a heroin addict, always a heroin addict. Not true. There's plenty of
true,
people.
True, I did hear that, yeah. No, stop? And I agree with that.
But once a cheater, always a cheater, then her problem's not with Kyle, it's with Brandon.
Because
Kyle didn't cheat. Brandon did.
Yeah.
Kyle might have encouraged it.
Right.
But
yeah,
the guy
Brandon
in the bedroom?
Brandon cheated, but Kyle went out of his way to try to convince me Brandon didn't cheat. I never asked
That's what
Kyle anything.
Hey, Ashley.
I never asked Kyle anything.
Is Kyle the one bringing the heroin into a drug addict home, and he is trying to be sober, and he brings the heroin in? I get it.
He's definitely an enabler. But Ashley, do you have any friends that are your ride or dies?
Absolutely.
And you're telling me they wouldn't lie for you?
Yeah, there's a difference. They would never go out of their way to lie for me if they weren't asked.
What? Okay, yeah.
If they're a ride or die, they would absolutely do that.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't going out of my way to be like, hey, Kyle, what happened in Vegas? I didn't say anything. Kyle was like, oh, I heard
Kyle's
that.
Kyle's a moron. We've established that.
I heard there's discourse. Oh, just so you know, he'd never cheat on you, blah, blah. I never asked Kyle for anything.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying there are websites going up right now that IHateKyle2.com is like already booked. But it's
I know that guy.
We're misdirecting our anger at Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you've forgiven Brandon,
didn't say his last name, dude.
No, I'm just saying if she's forgiven you, Brandon, then this is over. In my opinion, it's over.
What do you mean?
Then Kyle's off the hook. Like Brandon, you have to be able to be in the room with heroin, aka Kyle, and tough it out. Because if you can't, you're not marriage material anyway. Like.
I guess that's kind of my point. I agree with you. The heroin metaphor is a little scary, but I
agree.
That's what I do.
I do agree with you in the fact that, like, Ashley, it's not a question of if you trust Kyle. It's a question of if you trust me. And I thought that our trust was at a place where we could go. I could go on a trip with Kyle and have you not be worried. And I think that we need to be there to be married. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, but that happened last time and you cheated on me, so that goes out the window.
And the trip of like, this is your last chance, like there's already some sort of
but it's gonna be that way if Kyle's there or not. I mean, his other buddies are gonna, it's still, that's just what a bachelor party is.
Okay, let me
right,
just get...
But I trust Brandon, I trust you around all your friends except for Kyle, because you're so far up Kyle's ass that you will do whatever, and I feel like you will throw us out the window because you want to impress Kyle. I don't know what it is, but like it's weird.
Well, Slacker and I are easily impressed. I know we talked about maybe coming earlier in break, but
let's get one more call in here because we've done Tony.
Yes.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Because if she can't trust him now, and she tries to control who he hangs out with, he's going to end up hating her, and the marriage is going to end in a nasty way, and then there's no point in getting married.
It is about the trust.
That is a killer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the bachelor party is not about her, it's about him.
Thank you for the call, Tony.
Okay, but what if he cheats on me at the bachelor party?
Then Brandon is a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Brandon, if you ever cheat on her again, and I mean even voraciously flirt with somebody, you like, dude, you did this and she's forgiven you, If you even approach that line, you're the worst human on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Full stop.
Mm-hmm. But we will
cool,
still
cool,
come.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Cool, cool. Great.
Oh, my God. Now no, I hate Brandon.com is gone. Okay, Ashley, what are you going to do? Because it's split down the middle.
Yeah, texts were very interesting, too, because a lot of people said Brandon deserved better. A lot of people said Ashley deserved better.
Yeah.
Are you going to trust him, or is this a hard line in the sand? Kyle's no-go.
I mean, Kyle's a no-go. Like, he comes to a bachelorette party, and then what? He's, like, involved in our marriage in the future? No.
So this is your jumping-off point.
Party. It's the opposite of that. It's the bachelor party. It's the guys. It's just supposed to be the guys, you know?
Right. The guys, but not the guy that encourages you to, like, hook up and have a last hurrah and, like, break my heart in the process and then weirdly go out of his way to try to convince me that you didn't cheat on me when you did. So, no, yeah, I don't want to enter a marriage with that guy, like, in our vicinity.
All right. GoodbyeKyle.com is now trending.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
All right, so let's... I found the correct theme, Aaron.
Good.
We're all going to be very happy now.
Yeah, that's better.
News. News. No! No! News. No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news.
Oh.
Or no.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Couple things, real quick. It's the daily update. How are we doing on getting the song added to?
We did get a message saying that they love the song.
Just one?
On Instagram, there were a few texters, but
have there been a plethora more downloads of the song?
There's been more downloads. Yeah, definitely. It's on our podcast feed. You can find it. It's Jealous, an original.
How do we
show
put
song.
It somewhere more prominent? Do we pin it to the top of all of our social media pages?
I could do that for sure.
Do we hire? I was thinking we hire like our old video guy Troy or Troy and Brandon to like we shoot a music video for it.
Would be hilarious.
We do it at Shotguns. So we
Leo at Shotguns.
Well, Leo part can be shot outside.
No, I'm including the kids go where I go.
No, but I thought we would do the Leo parts because I think it'd be even more funny. Like I said yesterday, like if we're lip syncing the.
Oh, the little kid. Yeah.
The little kid parts.
Mm-hmm. But I'd have to talk to his agent. I'm not sure if he's.
All right. Well, I mean, we can AI his part in there. Okay. But like Aaron is a music director. If anybody's going to make the call to add the song to the Alice playlist, it'd be you.
Yeah, not according to one texter yesterday.
So one texter said it was, the one. All right. So if you've heard, text into 303-222-5423 if you really want to hear the song.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're waiting on this.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Let me take you back in time to this day way back in 2007. I know this is going to tickle Slacker Pink. On this day in history, Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone.
No way.
Yeah, I mean.
Why do they have the tech conference in like September or whatever then?
It's moved around kind of a lot. There's the WWDC, which is usually I think in June maybe. But now I don't know why he introduced it now. Maybe like this time of year, maybe it was part of CES. The Consumer Electronics Show. Or something.
Yeah, okay.
So 18 years ago, and I want to say like, who would have thought how much it would change the world? But I feel like Steve Jobs did think that. I feel like he did know like this is big.
Did you ever hear? This is such an adjacency to what you're saying, but like the genius that is our phones and iPads. Did you ever see like he took like an iPad to like a remote village in Kenya, and just now this is a child. That's not seen a television.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, it was obviously wasn't locked, didn't need fingerprint or face or whatever. Handed it to him and they navigated it perfectly.
Really?
That was, his idea was like, you've got to just look at it and know, well, look at these big tiles, I should push one. And you push it and then like whatever it says
opens up. Wow.
Wow.
And that's what the iPhone was. I was so happy with my Razor. My Motorola Razor was my favorite phone. And I chucked it off a building the day the iPhone 1 came out.
What an innovation, yeah. Except now that poor the elders have to install screen time limits on their kids.
I don't mind. It's the iPhone is keeping Aaron alive right now.
Wow. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you. And now it's monitoring my heart rate, my watch. It's all like that. Thank you. That was the best story I've heard.
Happy birthday, iPhone.
Happy birthday.
Good evening. Good evening. This is current news, but late to the program. Disney Channel ended.
What?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that until last night.
What are you talking about?
Disney Channel, like the actual TV, you're on the guide, you're select. It's gone.
Is this like an HBO Max thing where they stop calling themselves?
No.
Like HBO was HBO, it then it's HBO Max.
Like,
and it's
like Spice or something now. Like no Disney
Channel.
Hold on,
Spice when I was young?
Hold on. Maybe it's not that. Hold on.
Something. Spice was channel 42 and it just came in real fuzzy. But I had a legal cable device so we could watch it.
Oh, wow. I think it's because they just started streaming on Disney Plus. You could just stream so we don't need a live channel.
So they're no longer on DirecTV or Xfinity or anybody else. They're just gone.
Because the Disney Channel didn't have commercials. All the commercials were just for other Disney Channel shows and movies and like, hey, tune in.
Oh, my God.
There were no actual
commercials. It
really was. Yeah.
In between, it'd be like Henry Danger, and you're like, oh, okay. It wasn't like Tide.
Right, exactly. I mean, maybe like a handful or something, but most of them were just like,
I don't know what it changed to.
So, yeah.
But it's probably Spice. Why don't you send your kids to the internet and have them look up Spice?
Good evening.
Good evening.
PSA on today's edition of News or Nope. Don't eat your Christmas tree. If you're thinking about getting rid of it, if you have a real tree, a lot of people say you can.
I don't use the nope very often on News or Nope, but this seems like the dumbest thing you've ever brought up.
This is, yeah. Like,
there are legit, in making this PSA, you're making an assumption that at least one person on planet Earth has went, Marge, what are we going to do with the tree? And she's like, well, let's eat it. Like, you're saying that's happened.
I'm saying it's happened, especially in Belgium, where officials suggested you could reuse the pine needles in recipes to help reduce waste. So it came with a good intention, right? You could just reuse it. You need pine needles. You got a bunch. But a lot of the trees are sprayed with pesticides and a bunch of stuff you don't want to eat.
Or green spray paint.
Or that.
Yeah.
So don't eat your tree. Legally, that's the Slacker Show stands firmly.
No. I think in the interest of what we call Darwinism or natural selection, if you're thinking about eating your tree, you rock that bad boy. Like you fire it down with a little hollandaise sauce, you idiot.
I have a better idea.
Yeah.
Those people can go to Jimmy John's and get some of their ranch dressing soup to dip their tree in.
Ooh, now I've never been a soup guy, but I'm interested.
Mm.
Are a ranch person?
I'm a ranch,
gosh, I love ranch.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do a show together? Like, I seriously loathe ranch people. You would eat...
I could eat a spoonful right now. I get the mini containers, like the to-go ones.
I do, too. I always add them on. Why not?
Have you ever had Dion's Ranch?
I don't think
Dion's
so.
From Dion's Pizza?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I am told, because I would never eat ranch, and I love Dion's, but I'm told anytime I've ordered Dion's Pizza, like, neighbors will go, hey, if you're getting Dion's, will you grab me a bottle of ranch? It's supposedly the best ranch. Like, it's like saying that's the best dog turd. If I'm going to eat a dog turd, this dog poops the best poop.
The ranch at, what's the wing place? The green one, not Buffalo.
Wingstop.
That ranch is really good, too.
So basically, Jimmy John's is taking ranch dressing, adding water to it, and heating it up, and stupid people are ordering it?
Well, I was going to place an order.
Hello, stupid people.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am getting older. We've established that, I think. But I'm also, I make my way back into younger society every once in a while, and I don't know how to behave. I need to ask you guys, I guess. I don't know.
Hold on. I'll see myself out. You two have a good talk. Younger society.
You're the other side of it. We're like the devil and the angel on his shoulder.
Oh. Yeah, don't work your way back into the younger society.
Don't.
Screw them. Why would you want to?
Well, because every once in a while we get like an opportunity. Like we have family in town, so they're staying with the kids or something. So we just have, my wife and I have a Saturday to kill, and we love just going to a mall. Like, we haven't been to a mall in forever, like where we haven't had to lug the stroller and the diaper bag and like keep track of the kids. Like, we could just go.
That's really what you do with your time.
I know you hate it. But it's fun. The malls are, especially here, the malls are awesome. They have everything.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah. Would you consider that an older trait or a younger trait?
I know that, okay, it's super old because there was a time when there wasn't TikTok and what that's what
and
we
Amazon
did
and yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
other things, you know, just other things to entertain your eyes or your brain and other ways to buy items. But I know that the Z's are bringing malls back, but I don't understand why.
Yeah. Because like lots of young people in the mall.
As an adjacency, I remember Aaron having this weird problem recently and I just had it at Starbucks. I'm walking out of Starbucks and there's like four Cherry Creek High School girls mm-hmm. standing there. And you know what they're doing? Taking pictures.
When have I had a...
With a real camera.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool.
I'm like, you guys...
I literally bought my nephew a camera for your...
So stupid.
Like just a digital one?
Your phone is way better than the stupid cyber shot that you dug out of your mom's... Oh, my
but
God.
But it's fun.
It's... Oh, my God. That's so stupid. It's like you with vinyl. Don't... You cannot pretend that vinyl's better. It is. It's not better. Digital preserves more of the information.
Yes, the quality is better, but overall, the experience that comes with vinyl is better.
Is better how? Because you get to hear the when you put the thing down?
Yeah.
How about I just put that on the beginning of all your CDs? It's so stupid.
Yeah, just break an AirPod. Yes! It'll kind of do that.
All right, so, I'm sorry, but
it's okay. So we decide we're gonna go to a mall because we like walking around. We're mall people. We were bred on the malls. Like we grew up going to malls. So we go to Cherry Creek and we're walking. And I also like being around rich people. So that's so we're knocking yeah. two checking
they're
two
so
boxes.
They're so rich that they're willing to pay to park.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous. Dude,
we were walking by the Rolex store and a guy came out with his son, and the son yells out to the mom who was walking in the aisle. She goes, "Mom, Dad just bought a Rolex," and it's like, "You just made that purchase without even talking." Like these are my people. I want to be like, this is what I want to be around.
Oh my God,
people who are living
he
like this.
He is single right now.
Perhaps, yeah, probably.
He's definitely single.
So we go to Cherry Creek and we decide to go to Abercrombie, right? Which is younger, definitely younger. When you walk in and you realize you're like, I'm way older than all the people working here,
for sure.
And we're gonna try some things on. Now we're married. Obviously, we have two beautiful kids. We've been married for almost a decade at this point. But it gets to they don't have a guys and a girls fitting room, right? They have a couple different ones, but it's not like labeled like men with. So we're in line and it's like, can we go into the fitting room together? Because we're just literally going to try on. Into the same one. Because I'm just going to try on these jeans and she's going to try on whatever.
And you might want their opinion.
Right.
No, that's when you step out. No.
Anything I put on, but she needs to see it.
They assume that you're boinking in there. No.
They are going to assume that, but stepping out of the fitting room, I don't know the last time I actually tried on something in a store, because when you step out of the curtain or open up the door that's barely long enough to cover your body,
yeah.
like it's just so embarrassing. Why? It's almost like the walk of shame because you're like,
no, it's not.
Does this look good on me?
Yes, I love that.
I hate it.
I love that.
I agree. And then there's always a line of people waiting too, and they're like, hurry up. Like, it looks terrible. Just take it off. You know?
Did they let you try stuff on?
They do. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. With the very young, very attractive guy working back who's definitely just like a lifeguard somewhere, you know, just you know, like, I need to get out of here. I'm just fat and I'm old.
I told you, when I went in there, they were like, who are you shopping for? A niece, a nephew?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I see what we're doing. So I'm just going to I'll buy mediums and I'll bring them back if they don't fit. But I was not about to go, yes, it's for my son. May I try it on? We're about the same size. So I've never tried anything on an Abercrombie because they did make me feel like crap. Same with
really?
Hollister. Hollister was like,
"Yeah,
is it somebody's birthday?" I was like, "Yeah, mine."
Treating myself.
All right, so you're going in and you're boinking your wife.
Well, so I'm debating. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think it's normal because like we used to go in like with our parents or whatever. But
that is completely. You don't have relations with.
But
your
kids. Anything, like I say, if I'm trying these jeans on, they're to show my wife to be like, "What do you think?" I'm not gonna look at them myself. I don't care.
You
like,
need to
I need
spring it on her. You need to come out and go, bam,
guess,
here's me
but
in the jeans.
But there's also a big line of people, and it's like
that's
it's gonna be way quicker
them.
If
you're
we
in.
Can just try these on.
Nope,
blah, blah.
You're in.
Well, I chickened out. We didn't do it because I said the same thing. I'm like, they're going to think we're boinking. These kids are going to, they know what's up.
They
like,
can tell this is your first time away from your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wanted to flex on them a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm having sex. All right. But we didn't. So okay. Then I'm waiting in line. And now it's getting to the part where people behind me, a door opens and they're like, are you going to take that? And it's like, no, you go ahead because I'm waiting for my wife and I'm going to take her room when she's done. Now we're sharing the room, but just not at the same time. So it's getting awkward. And then I see a couple the same age as us, just comes out of the fitting room, no, just walks. And it's like, oh, no. I guess it was normal. I guess
no, it's not.
No
normal.
One thought.
I'm sorry.
They didn't even look disheveled. They were
so are you
quick.
Asking our opinion? Yeah, or are you asking the listener's opinion? Whose opinion? Because I can already tell Aaron's going to just be adjacent to, like, no, the opposite of me. You think it's normal to go in together?
I have no idea what's normal because I refuse to use them because I don't want to.
Right.
Right. So, okay. So therefore, I don't care.
But you would go in?
It wouldn't bug me, no.
I feel like I caused a bigger scene by not going in. Because now the line's getting weird and people are looking at me and it's like, and then she comes out. I'm like, well, now I'm taking that room. And then she's waiting. And then I have to do the whole, like, what do you think? And she's like, well, hold them up. And you can see my belly. It's like, it's all embarrassing, you know?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is weird, but I'm going to be so stinking rich by the end of this year. I want everybody to know I'm going to keep working here if you want me to. I mean, but I'm going to be stupid wealthy.
I love that for you. Okay.
I'm going to, like, I've just decided.
Okay.
Bought some crypto.
Okay.
It's got a hit
that
song.
That works for everyone, doesn't it?
Yep. Here's the thing. There was a couple things on Reddit or different places that got me thinking about being rich. Like, there's one that's like, if you became rich, what would be the thing you got into immediately? It's like, the only rich people can do blank.
Mm.
But okay. What I was thinking, and we can talk about some of those things, but, like, what I want you guys to think of, because we all act like poor people, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not poor people. We just act like middle-class people, right?
Right, yeah.
I eat ramen for pleasure. Not,
exactly,
like, fancy
yeah.
ramen restaurant. I mean the little package of Nissin.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm like, and I'm going to say, if I had $1 billion right now, do you think I'd stop eating ramen?
No.
No, you'd stock up.
I wouldn't stock up, but I can't see a time in my life where I would go, like, I'm not eating that anymore. I know I could go get sushi whenever I want, but I would still want that sometimes.
I agree. And I'm that way with fast food. In fact, one of the coolest pictures I've ever seen in my life is Kanye West when he's at McDonald's drive-thru in his Lamborghini, like the mirrored version, like the craziest car ever.
It's like, I still want a Big Mac, bro.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to get that. I know I could build a McDonald's in my house, but I'm going to drive to McDonald's and I'm going to get a Big Mac.
Right. I agree. I would do that too. No matter what kind of Lamborghini I'm driving. Or
would
the
you
Hyundai.
Get, like, on the on the other side, like, what would you do if you got rich? Would you want a Lamborghini? Because I always wanted one. Now I think it's stupid.
I would not want one because I'm not enough of a car guy. And my buddy, my friend Raj, who we've talked about on the show, has a bunch of cars and I've ridden with him and people just stop him all the time and want to talk about
and
the car.
It's just annoying. You're just like, when I'm just trying to get groceries.
I'd be like, I don't know. It's the black one. Like, okay. Get
all right.
They would hate me.
So I think we should take calls from people. Like, let's pretend you just won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
But what thing do you do now that's not, I don't want to say poor people, but it's like, what would you never give up? No matter how much money you had, mm-hmm. I'm never giving up blank. Like, I'm never going to, like, yeah. Even though you could build a bowling alley in your house, you still like to go to AMF bowling and just hang out with a bunch of dudes in bad shirts and drink pitchers of beer. Like,
yeah.
I know
yeah,
people who would still
one.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why? But I get it. If you're yeah. into that.
Or you go play pickup basketball or something. You're like, I could build it.
Adam Sandler does that yeah. all the time.
That is a perfect example of one of the things I want to say. It's like, you could afford a basketball court in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you could have, Adam Sandler is wealthy enough, he could have, like, professionals come, he could have college
yes.
players.
And
he could
has,
invite,
like, all of those other comedy friends.
But he
friends.
Goes to yeah. the Y.
He
not
goes
even
to
a cool
no, he just goes to a
like
court
streetball.
Outside, yeah.
He just shows up, yeah.
Like that, for Adam Sandler, it doesn't matter how rich he gets, he's never going to give that up.
That's awesome.
So if you have something in your brain, like, seriously, it doesn't. It can be your husband if you want it to be, but it's, or is there a food, like, you can afford a sushi chef,
mm-hmm.
but no matter mm-hmm. how rich you get, I'm never giving up blank. We want to hear what yours is. You can text the Berg Simpson text line or call. It's 303-222-5423.
I would never give up the frozen garlic bread from Kroger. Oh. Just the Kroger brand, the real buttery ones that you put in.
You could afford. Artisan bread that you slice and somebody else slices yeah. for you and puts butter on it and garlic.
Mm-hmm. And my wife even makes bread and she will have a couple slices of hers and then we'll put a couple of the Kroger in the oven too. she likes it too. There's just no denying that this is awesome garlic bread.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah, I'm probably
that's
too
such
serious
a weird, no,
about
No, I
it.
Know that this is what we're looking for because we want you to call and defend your stupid thing. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Is it a flavor from your childhood or you just fell in love with it here?
It's just that listeners know what I'm saying. That garlic bread, it's frozen. It's just a little like kind of round almost, you know, and it's just buttery. It gets, the crust is real crunchy. It's like the same
and
ones they have at
on
school. So maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is kind of nostalgic, but it's just that is just garlic bread. Just define garlic bread. It's that.
Hmm. I'm just fascinated by it because I like, you know, it makes me sound snooty, but like I like fresh garlic bread. Like I want to go to King Soopers and buy
like a baguette or whatever.
Yes. And then I'll slice it.
Oh, they sell those?
And oh my God. Yes. You have to venture out of the frozen section.
Is that what's out there?
Yes. There's a whole place where they make baked goods.
We call that the warm section.
No, it's the outside of the store where the healthy stuff is. You should try it. It's near produce. That's why you've probably never seen it.
I see.
Skip on over.
What's yours, Erin?
I mean, we used to know someone who would literally throw out change. And he was wealthy. I don't think I could ever do that. I am the type of person to literally squeeze up every single ounce of toothpaste or like body soap. Like
You really do?
I will cut the container and scoop it out. Like, and I don't think that would ever go away.
I agree. I'm the same.
I can't waste it. I cannot. It doesn't matter. It could be half full and I could buy a new pack. No. I'm not gonna.
No matter how rich you get, you think you'll always do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't do it with toothpaste. But there's something
satisfying.
There's
a lot hidden in there.
I know people who cut it open.
I do.
You don't really.
Yes.
You cut it open and scrape and then
because there's so much extra in there. You don't even realize.
But you have billions of dollars.
I'm going to use every ounce of
crypto bank just went nuclear.
I'm going to use every ounce of toothpaste.
I am still the guy who will take my old Dove body wash and put it on top of my new Dove body wash and let it drain down in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I have to do that. And I used to meld my soaps together.
I do that too, yes. I
do. Do you really?
Uh-huh, I meld them.
Like, even when I started, I'm like, I don't have to do this. I can throw this little sliver away. But there's a satisfaction of like going, I made those two Dove bars go like, and now they think they're one Dove bar.
Yeah, and then eventually you use it, and then now you can't even tell where the
mission
was.
There's no evidence that I did it, except for the one hair that was underneath the first one. Yeah. It's just kind of growing out of the middle of it, and you're like, ugh.
We're like, what are you doing in the shower? You're taking so long. You're like, my creation. It's not what you think.
And you can literally hold it together, and if you like scratch your fingernails on it, it kind of melds together faster.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody's got two soap things they want molded, I will come take a shower at your house and I will make it happen. I imagine you already said fast food. That's definitely one of the things that
also cinnamon sugar toast.
Toast?
Yeah. The classic cinnamon sugar toast.
Yeah.
You'll never give that up?
No.
Even when you could afford like a croissant?
No, I just want
croissant.
No. Nope.
There is something about it. You go years without eating it and then you take a bite and you're like,
I need this every day for months.
Yep. This is it. This is it. We could have been done after this, like with food.
Well, if there's something, no matter how rich you get, it's your comfort. It can be food. It can be a person. It can be a thing, an activity. What will you never give up, no matter what? 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So no matter how rich I get this year, there's certain things that you common folk do that I'm going to keep doing. Like coming in here.
Thank you. We're glad. I thought of one, actually. I thought a good one. I would never, no matter how rich I am, not have to do the gas shake thing when you fill up your tank. Like, could you just pull it out and put it back?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't have any idea. Okay. I don't have to shake the charger out of my Tesla.
All right. I walked into that one.
I want to say this. You talked about Kanye going to get McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that sounded cool. And then you showed us the pictures after we finished. And I mean, like, arm coming out of a Lambo.
It's so simple, but it's just so cool.
It's just such a juxtaposition or whatever. You're like, that is the coolest picture I've ever seen. Kanye, and he almost, is he grabbing the bag or is he fist bumping?
I think he's just grabbing the bag. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's just,
pull forward to number two, Mr. West.
Oh, my God. Chad?
Yay.
No matter how rich you get, what are you going to still do?
Exercise.
It is true, but at a certain level, you can pay somebody else to do it for you.
There is that.
To move your arm?
But quite literally, it helps me sleep better at night. I mean, I'm not like some like ripped jock or anything like that. It's just
it's just part of my routine. And when you're rich, you can you have time. You can buy time now.
Yeah, it is true.
So I would just break out that extra hour every single day and continue just to take care of my body and all that. And I think probably more time with the wife, you know, because I'm not going to go to my 8 to 5 anymore. I mean, Slacker, I know you love what you do and you're a god at what you do, so you're never going to quit. Even with $1 billion in the bank.
I would not quit doing this. This is...
No, I know that. I know that about you. But me, it's like I would probably hang up the 8 to 5 and just really just embrace life.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start exercising with you, Chad. Thank you. I'm just saying, like, there was a time period in life where you could tell somebody was rich by how fat they were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they were just, it's like, oh, because you just, like, oh, man, look how fat they are. They
could afford.
They don't have to be skinny anymore.
Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to bring that back.
Carmen?
Yay.
No matter how rich you get, you'll never stop what?
Saving the Tupperware containers that I get from fast food restaurants.
You never stop?
I would never stop. Even like the butter containers that I get from
God. I understand it. I do, but I don't.
I get it now, but if I was rich, I would want it all to match. I would want the snapware, like, I would want it to be organized like that.
When I got a divorce, all the stuff got divided and I had all the same. And then people come over to my house and they leave their stuff. And I'm like, so now it doesn't all interlock
match,
and that drawer drives me. I could never be you, Carmen. Like, hanging onto those butter containers is something that's so, it's like, for me, it's the opposite. It's like tea hack and buttons, how your mom wouldn't let you have buttons. Like every single leftover in my house was in a margarine container.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was my grandparents. Yeah, there was like their dining room set. Yogurt cups were yogurt things.
God, it's so
were the glasses.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, yes.
That was a fine china. That's like you had a date coming over.
Thank you, Carmen. That I'm the opposite. We could almost do a show of like, no matter how poor I am, I'm never gonna do. Amy.
Yay.
No matter how rich, you're never gonna stop what?
I would still shop at sales and clearance items.
It is an addiction. If you're good at it, the people I know, very rich people who are just like, did you see that T-Mobile's got it? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And just like it's almost like the hunt. It's like, I found this in a Goodwill bin. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It is. It's the best thing. I still do it today and I have a good job. My husband hates it, but I love it.
So you'll like go to TJ Maxx or Ross or somewhere. Cause like I've bought incredible stuff at those stores.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an hour finding it. Like you got to dig through, like, oh my God, a Champion sweatshirt.
That's for me though. I would never stop going TJ Maxx, Marshalls, or Home Goods. All three. I would never stop. In fact,
you could afford an interior designer.
I would go more often. Yeah, because I could buy more things.
That's so crazy to me.
I love a Home Goods. HG. We'll hit it later.
Thank you for the call, Amy. You're being serious.
Oh, dead serious. I love.
You can afford a designer. But you're going to go to Home Goods.
Yeah.
And design it himself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's designer for less.
Okay.
Who doesn't want that?
Okay. Diego.
Yay.
No matter how rich you get, what are you going to keep doing?
Two things. But the first and most important one is drive myself around. No limo.
I get that. No I don't think anybody does limos now. Like limo companies
limos,
are so
limos, no, but they're all like Escalades or whatever.
I guess so.
Escalade, yeah.
Because, like, have you ever seen a limo on the road lately? Like, when you see it, you're like, who?
It's only like homecoming and prom groups.
Right.
Now.
It's like, what kind of time traveler? Because, like, Kanye's not in that bad boy.
Right. It's the black SUV if you're in a car.
100%. Okay, so you're going to drive yourself. What else?
Going to the movies. Honestly, I'm that just old school. I love the nostalgia of just eating popcorn, being around, being frightened by everybody else's scream.
Even if you could put a theater in your own home, you're rich.
And like do a private screening, it's different.
It is different, which is why I'm not rich different. And you'd have to put a gun to my head to get me to go to
I love going to the movies.
For what? To sit in someone else's filth?
You're doing more than that.
While eating gross popcorn. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Captain's log.
My gosh.
Yeah, let's hear it.
There's disappointment. He hasn't yet.
I think I think this will be my last entry for the bidet a day, or what all of the names, logger, bidet a day.
Yeah.
Or
bidet blog of bidet. Yeah. Logbook. Yeah.
Logbook is still my favorite. We're getting a lot of mixed messages from the texters. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of them are like, I want to follow you on this spelunking journey.
I don't know if I've seen that text.
Yeah. I sent it. Did it not go through? I think there's people who are curious. I put a bidet in, and because Tiak encouraged me to, I've shot it at myself in more than one way. But up until, well, as of yesterday, I hadn't used it for its intended purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for the record, I encourage everyone to get one. Mm-hmm. If you, the easiest way, in my opinion, genuinely, and not joking, the easiest way to change your life is to get a bidet, install a bidet at your house.
Well, okay, hold on. I just realized you've been to Brazil multiple times. They have bidets there.
So it's different?
Is it the spraying that...
I don't have this at my house, but do houses still have, in your kitchen sink, you have the sink, and then the other thing you pull up that you
the
spray
hose.
With?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Some.
That is the bidet in Brazil. It is a hose on the side, mm-hmm. and you pick it up and like direct it. It's the exact same hose you use in the kitchen. Like you put it under there and rinse yourself.
Okay.
So,
or is it a separate thing sometimes too? My buddy had a bidet growing up.
Move your body over.
Yes.
No, it's just the hose like hanging there behind the toilet and you grab it and go.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that because when I was in Brazil, it was a separate thing.
I've used that a little bit, but it's different because you have so much control over it. The weird thing about Brazil is everything's septic. So they grab, like if you're from America, the first time you go to the bathroom, they like grab you outside and like, have you ever gone to the bathroom in Brazil before? I'm like, does the toilet suck you in or what happens?
Are you coming with me?
They're very affectionate, but no. You never, ever, never, ever, never put anything in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like,
nothing.
If you blow your nose or wipe your butt with the toilet paper, which they have toilet paper, that goes in the waste paper basket, which is because it'll clog everything up down there if you put paper in there. So that's why you want a bidet, because you don't want to be the one that put to put the wrong thing in there.
Yeah. It's bad enough clogging a toilet when you're a guest at someone's house, let alone the whole septic system.
So yes. So they teach you, and they don't teach you, but they walk you in there. Have you ever seen one of these? Like, what? And then they spray it into the toilet. And like, well, why am I spraying? And they're like, you don't spray it in the toilet. You point it.
You have experience.
It's totally different than sitting there and just having, because you also control the flow. You're like, a little bit. And like, this is just like, you turn it on. It's like, and it's somehow laser directed. Like,
then why don't you start it further back? And like guide it yourself.
Okay.
Listen. I'm trying to help you out because I do think that this is a mental block.
So I don't know how to say this, but I am the most regular person. In fact, I'm kind of a one or two times a day kind of person when it comes to doing number twos.
Nice. Good. Good.
I did not do a number two yesterday at all. Zero. So out of two, I scored zero.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you are taking like a lot of extra supplements and...
Yeah, but one of the supplements is colon blow.
Right? Right? Okay.
Well, wait, what does that one do?
So for my last entry into the logger, I woke up this morning in my bedroom, which is adjacent to my bathroom, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And because the other time that I have gone to the bathroom 2 days ago, I was downstairs and I didn't have time to make it upstairs.
Right. Yeah, a blown opportunity.
Contractions were close enough together. I went in. It was not as satisfying of a number two as I wanted it to be for having taken a day off. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Where you're like, whoa! Look what I made. That's the one you like, if you have a cig other, you're like,
no.
You're telling me you've never gone like.
No.
No, never. Never. I can't.
Okay, well, I have. When it's impressive, when you're like, look at that.
Oh my God.
It's like, anyway, it was not impressive. But I was able to.
You did it.
I did it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Congratulations.
I think it's more of a curse than anything I've ever experienced in my life because I, like T-Hack, am now, I want everyone to try it. Yes. I want, if you've never tried it, I'm going to give you my home address. You come by and I will shoot water so far up your backside. But to your point, you've said, like, it's frustrating because you're like, I swear to God, it's going to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
People are scared of it.
Yeah, scared of it. But I use the analogy. If you got that type of thing, if you had some sort of accident that it got anywhere else on your body, would you just use toilet paper?
If you got poo on your elbow, yeah. Would you just go like, oh, there you go?
Would you wipe it and be like, that's good enough? Or would you probably
wash
it
would you off. Come wash to TX's house and let him fire? So if you text in right now, 303-222-5423, if you're on the south end of town, we'll give you TX's address.
Perfect.
Okay. North Enders will give you T-Hack's address.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it's totally different. I don't
know. How's it different?
Hold on, we gotta start over.
Because nobody knows.
It's totally different. The husband stitch is different than what she had done.
It's still an extra thing that's not...
They're totally different. Because one's just the entrance and one's the whole house. One's just the door and one's the whole room. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to need a diagram or something. Somebody better show me something.
Okay, so this is where I get really nervous because there's two or one and a half sort of men on the show. I'm counting myself as the half, by the way.
Oh, okay. Wow, thanks. I was going to count me as the half.
And it gets really, maybe there's just one.
Together we make a decent guy.
That's not a bad thing. I think that's kind of true. And so it feels weird when you talk about women's body issues as a dude. Because I think we're just in a society so weird. I think we're kind of coming back the other way where we're allowed to say things about each other. But it's like, it's just weird sometimes where it's like, hey, what's it like to do this? It's like, you can't talk about that because you're a guy.
No,
it's like,
and I do think that it went too far, but I think now it's very open discussion. I want to hear what you guys think.
Right.
What can I help you understand?
Thank you.
And it goes the same way.
Yes. You're allowed to say,
yeah.
Why are guys always grabbing their stuff? And we'll try to explain it to you, but we're not going to be like, how dare you talk about it?
Yeah.
we just can't keep our hands off of it. Yeah,
that's
for
really,
a certain amount of time, there's an age range where it's just like, oh, your hand is, why is your hand that exact length?
True.
Why is your hand right there? Yeah. Tell me why.
Okay, maybe I take back.
Okay, but here's the reason we're talking about junk real quick. Brooke Shields has just come out and said she went in, her
lips were big.
Okay. Yes, the curtains were like flappy and like it was causing her discomfort.
Yes.
Okay.
They were getting chafed.
Mm.
I mean, so they must have been like, so there is a thing they go in and like, it sounds horrifying, but like they trim it back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
And when she went in to get that surgery, the doctor, when she woke up, she was like, they're doing a twofer. The doctor was like, they're doing a twofer. And she's like, what? And he did.
He decreased the average diameter of the V.
It's called a rejuvenation procedure. Mm-hmm. So they go in, and I don't know if they do an ablation, whatever they do, they're just like, oh, and it's just like, they made the room smaller.
Okay.
Now the argument that you came in on when the song
because
first ended.
Even as a female, I don't know if I understand what this means.
I don't know how they do it. If they like cool sculpt, like if it's heat or cold or something, it's just almost like a facelift, right? You're just pulling things tighter. It's just smaller. They like tightened it. Like they just made it
the whole room though, not just the door frame.
Now, so what you're thinking about is the episiotomy. You were like the husband stitch.
Yeah.
That's when you have a baby.
And like, that's when they tighten the door frame.
Right. Cause two things can happen when you have like three things could happen. One, the baby can just come out and it's no problem because your stuff can stretch. Like mm-hmm. you guys are miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't believe that our stuff fits in there and also that can get out of there. Like there are two, I don't know how to show you the difference because I'd have to put my thing next to a baby.
A baby.
Look at the size difference of these things.
We're not doing that again.
but that, so like, it's amazing. But if it doesn't just come out, it can either tear accidentally,
mm-hmm.
which is... Mm. happens more often than not, but now yeah. doctors are like, let me just help it, and they cut it.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't tear. Sometimes where they cut it and then it still tears more. But then no matter what, if they have to cut it or it tears, they have to stitch it up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's really true, but doctors have said, I went one higher for you.
Yeah.
Instead of just stopping.
At
just,
the natural place. Just one more.
And I don't know that that's true. But like, I don't think that's actually true. I don't think they really do that. I think that's just always been a thing that guys is like, hey, can you throw another stitch in that?
But if it got a name, it had to have happened enough times.
There's no
for
real
it
name
to
for
get
it.
A name.
The name is for when you cut it. It's called an episiotomy.
Right. And then
it.
The husband stitch. Like,
I know, but
I,
I think
aware
that's just
of
a
it.
Joke. I know. It's just, I think it's a joke.
As, I mean, I've had two, or my wife has had two kids, and I've been in the room for both of them, and just, I cannot imagine being like, yeah, but what are you going to do for me? Like, and she's screaming and in pain, and I'm just like, you know, watching the TV. It's like, it feels so,
okay,
so
but,
icky.
Okay. Yes, it does. Here's the question. In any other place in your life, like, I'm going to, can I speak to just Tihak
yes,
first?
Yes.
Okay.
If you go to Culver's and you're like, I'm ordering the burger and the fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to your table with the thing and it's burger, fries, and a custard. Like, I just threw that in for you. You're like, how dare you, sir? I demand you take this custard back. Mm-hmm. I did not order the custard and I will not eat your free custard. Now, the rejuvenation surgery is expensive. And I can't, now listen, before you start yelling, women, I can't see a reason why you wouldn't want it. Because if I went under, if they had to put you under for a vasectomy and then you woke up and they're like, yeah, I threw a couple of extra, you know, inches on there. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, well, I would never
be like
no
a
thanks.
Couple.
Right.
You put me back under. I didn't know you could do that.
Right.
Keep
that's
it
what
going.
It's like. Why would you ever say no to something
you
that
didn't,
puts you,
you
back
didn't
in a more
get,
youthful way?
You didn't get consent. That's the main thing. I don't care if they did it for the benefit of the patient. You did not get consent. Period. End of sentence.
They didn't get consent. I know the analogy is flawed as hell, but like, they didn't get TX consent to bring the custard.
Well, that's different.
In that case, I already have custard. I don't need a second custard.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. You're right. They did perform a medical procedure without consent, mm-hmm. and I totally get that. But it like...
And
isn't
also,
there sometimes
what
just
if,
like, yummy
what if
surprise?
What if something were to have gone wrong? She healed incorrectly from that. You're putting yourself at risk as well. Like, that's so dumb of the doctor to do that.
Do you
license
ever get,
revoked.
Do you ever get Botox?
Yes.
What if they were, you're like, I need like 24 units in your forehead. And they were like, I did 32. I kind of went around your eyes a little bit for you.
Well, they wouldn't, first off.
But what if they did? What if they're just like, I love you. I love you on, like, you're so funny on the show. I just want to.
We are
a
doing
bit of crow's
what
feet.
We agreed to, nothing more. And if they say like, hey, you know what? I'm kind of seeing something here. Do you want to try? I can say yes or no.
It is interesting because, I mean, Aaron's obviously right, but it's interesting the guy scenario of the vasectomy. If you if that were a thing, like,
if he woke up and he was like,
"We added,
there you go, man."
I would genuinely want to know, like, would any guy be upset about that?
Why would you be?
No. I'm thinking about
I know,
it.
But the problem is,
I'm
we're
doing research as we speak.
We're dudes and we just think, like, we want more.
And I don't know. It's someone else doing this procedure for sexual reasons. That's the only benefit. And
but
I don't,
it's a benefit
I don't know
to
how
both
old she
of
was. Still, no.
And, but then the worst part is, and this is where I am totally on Aaron's side and on Brooke Shields' side. She felt so much shame she didn't tell her husband. She didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's just like, because she was like, she didn't want him to think she did it. Like, I mean, because she was kind of a child actress. So I think she sort of meant like, the first thing she was in, she was like a minor.
Yeah, she
and
was
they
like
were
14
naked for the
and
entire
they, yeah.
movie and boinking. It was such a weird exploitive. The Blue Lagoon is such a weird exploitive porn, pedophile porn film. I'm like, that. I don't know how that got released. So she's probably a little bit messed up when it comes to that stuff, but like.
Yeah, has some drama. And
yes, but.
Yeah, that is. It is. I agree. It's a weird move as a doctor to do that and to brag about it. It's weird.
Does anybody else want custard?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
This is going to get awkward, and I've saved it till now to talk about it.
Oh, good.
Tiak, I think you've lied to us today.
What? Maybe I have.
What about?
Yeah.
And I feel like you're in cahoots with my son.
Oh.
Now that I'm okay. I like where this is going.
Why do you want to be friends with my son?
Because
so
he's cool. He's cool.
He's not cool. Earlier today, I drove to work from my home in Commerce City, which is 27 miles from here or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I left kind of a windy landscape in Commerce City, drove to Peña, got on Peña, then got on 70 for a second, then 225, and then I was here in the tech center. I was on dry roads the entire time.
Oh, really?
And I'm not saying melted snow roads, like a little moist or whatever. I'm saying 225 was bone dry. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You spent the entire morning saying, there are 17 inches of snow out here. We're socked in. My wife and I are killing the deer in the Pradera area, and we're going to try to live off the land until someone can find us.
Well, I hate deer, so we were just doing that, and we do that regularly anyways.
There is no way. Parker is how far from here? 7 miles?
Yeah.
Probably. I think
you're
it is.
Telling
yeah, exactly.
Me that you're not lying about Aaron. Where do you live?
Lakewood.
Okay. How far is that? Like approximately 7 as well, probably, right? The other way?
Probably more.
But it's just you're west of here, he's east of here.
And south.
Barely.
No, he's south.
Yeah, I would
say
how
more
far south,
south than
of Arapahoe are you?
That's most of it. Yeah, Parker's south of Arapahoe, way south of Arapahoe.
Yeah,
like a few exits on.
I take
if you're on
Arapahoe
the highway
over to Parker. I feel like I'm at your house in like 3 minutes. When I get off at Parker and Arapahoe, I'm at your house in 3 minutes. Am I wrong?
No, it's like 10 minutes probably, or 12. Because it's like 20 total. What's here to Arapahoe? Yeah, I don't know. We're in the weeds.
I know we're getting down to the weeds. But all I'm saying is, I find it impossible to say that there wasn't a dusting here.
Mm-hmm.
But you and your wife said goodbyes, wrote like notes to family. I think you're, and the reason I bring my son into it and why I think you've texted him and worked it out.
Ooh.
He goes to Regis at Parker and Arapahoe.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
And texted this morning going, please say, tell mom I love her. Like, it was like, I can't believe we're going to school today. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm receiving this text at my home under sunny skies.
Mm-hmm.
And wind.
Sun? You saw the sun today?
Sun.
Wow, no.
Sun, S-U-N. So, explain yourself, liar. I'm sorry.
I'm not lying. Your son's telling the truth. In fact, Douglas County, I was so surprised they didn't call off. They didn't do a delay or call off school. But we did get an email at like 9 a.m. that was kind of like, hey, everyone. Our bad. Just forget it. If you don't send the kid, no worries.
Did you?
No, Leo didn't go to school.
Okay.
No, because we got 6 or 7 inches. I said, what did I say? 7? 6 or 7?
Find the text. Aaron.
Find the text. I didn't say 17.
You were like, you were.
I am the weather
You
app.
You said 5 inches so far in Parker and looking at 3 more still on the way today.
Tell me that it's possible that 7 miles away, like if he got 5, if he got 7 there, how is there not 1 here? That's impossible. That's not physically possible.
There was a dusting here.
Where?
Well, that's the thing about Colorado. It melts. Well, but it was here this morning.
No, it wasn't.
The wind was blowing. Parker, people, help me out. We got a bunch of snow today. But
no, you
the
didn't.
Wind was blowing south so fast, like 40 miles an hour gust, that as I'm shoveling and it's just blowing back in my face. So I probably had something to do with blowing the snow
wind,
this way.
But it was probably blowing 3 days ago snow. Like I think all you people in Parker just wanted a day off. Did anywhere else get
What's
snow?
What's wrong with that?
No, but did anywhere else get snow on the planet?
Yeah, I mean in Lakewood we got maybe like 3 inches.
You said in
that's
your
not
text,
nothing?
No, you said in your text.
Well, it was a dusting by the time I left, but like when I was walking out to my car, I'm in my chucks and my chucks were covered.
I'm wearing boots. You know I'm a sneaker guy.
Doing that to try to impress your kid. I don't care about that. I'm just
Did
saying,
Noah wear a coat today?
I don't know. I didn't see him. I don't have the kids this week.
Oh, okay.
He was just texting me to try to get me to be the one to call him out of school. I'm like, you're already there, tool. My daughter showed up at my house without a coat. Again.
Oh, no.
And you know what she had to do? Use one of mine.
We got Parker people help me out. Text in 303-222-5423. We got snow. I can bring up my Ring camera. You want to look at my
this
front door?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever asked for. But I want everyone to text in. Just text in your city. and the inches you got. Because I want to know, like, I understand, like, you've driven through a storm, right? Like, you're in the storm, and then, like, you're like, it's raining hard, and then it's hailing or whatever, and then it's raining a little less, raining a little less, raining a little less, sprinkle,
I have seen it where it's like a harsh line, though. I have seen it with my eyes.
This is not... It's not a movie set, Aaron. You're talking about when you were auditioning for Malcolm in the Middle.
No.
It's like, ooh, look, a line. Right, because you're out from under the rain machine. There's no such thing
real life,
as like,
I swear. Wabald,
Parker only. This storm's just for Teag, so we can be like...
Well, no, it wasn't like county line, but it was a hard line.
I don't even understand what you're upset about. I'm here.
Because
I've braved the storm to be here.
Because you're here, that's why he's mad.
That is exactly... This is exactly what I want to get to. You... won a medal for being here. You're doing the like Taylor Sheridan, 1883, like, I praise the storm today. And I'm like, when I left my house, I was like, okay, am I going to hit it at Alameda? Is it going to be at 6th? Is it going to, like, when am I going to hit the beginning of the dusting and then the hard line that Aaron talks about, this invisible, is like nothing drifts of 14 inches. And I drove in on dry land the whole way.
I'm very jealous of that. It was treacherous.
Oh, but do you want a medal or something for coming
in? I would
love
one, yeah.
Okay.
I would love a Slacker Show medal. Someone on the show should win something.
He's here and tell us if he's lying or if you actually got snow in your town. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What is the... Oh, gosh. I'm ruining everything. What's the name of the show where you... buy a storage space?
Storage Wars?
That. I got a guy...
You were halfway there, buddy.
Yes, I know. I got a guy who was smuggling stuff into prison, but got confused with Storage Wars.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a second.
All right. I've got a story about one thing that you shouldn't do when you're drunk.
I have a story about 100 things you shouldn't do.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Portugal...
I'm just going to say, I almost said the foul thing that I know how to say in Portuguese. I just almost, but I don't know what the FCC does about it if it's in another language.
I think it still applies, the rules.
Really? If I say the F word, I wouldn't be saying any bad words. It's just the action I would be asking anyone listening to do.
I think it still applies because it's where it happens, not the language, I think. I don't know.
I think you could say F in another language. Hey, should we get back to the stupid stories?
Yeah. So a man in Portugal.
Chupa. Nope. That's not the bad word, so we're good. Obrigado. That's thank you.
Brazilian Portuguese.
It's the same in the other one.
It's different. A drunk man in Portugal.
No, it's not.
Went to the bar, obviously.
Oh, good.
And he woke up to something kind of
surprising.
Hold
on, you skipped a part. What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
He went to the bar and then he woke up. What?
He passed out.
Okay.
He fell asleep.
He was at the bar and then he woke up.
You
I'm
guys
like,
don't do that.
I'm just going to take a little doze here on the Jaeger mat. Gross.
That happened. And he woke up to a bill of thousands of dollars because all of the patrons there were like, hey,
bring one up on Johnny's tab.
Yep. He said it's fine. So literally the bartender
did it?
Yeah. He handed him the bill to sign. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Everyone got a round on him. Oh, that's brilliant.
Multiple rounds.
Okay. I'm not sleeping on the Jaeger mat anymore. Smart. Okay. My story comes from Georgia.
Georgia.
43-year-old inmate in a Georgia prison did what a lot of people do. He decided to smuggle in some contraband in his trunk.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? You know,
there's junk in the trunk
in the
and
back
like,
door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a car door, isn't it? Okay, so he put some stuff in his... Now, if you're smuggling things into prison, what do you think you can fit in your junk, trunk, T.I.?
Wow. A couple
of baggies of something?
Probably, yeah. You
know, maybe a phone.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I would max out pretty quick.
When they finally got to him, It was like a clown car.
Oh.
He had two vape canisters.
What?
Four syringes. One vape cartridge. Three batteries. One cigarette lighter.
Next to the batteries?
I don't know. 0.64 grams of marijuana.
Okay.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Where's the rabbit?
They're still pulling on the handkerchief. Dude, just smuggle a little.
Right.
A little
make
at a time.
Trips.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, they don't know how he did.
Really want to know what the batteries are for.
You know
for.
What, sir? You're free to go.
Wow. We're going to keep the contraband. All right, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.